All right, we're continuing this lesson from James chapter 1, verse 19. Swift to hear was the lesson. Be quick to hear the word of God. And then this lesson we started a couple weeks ago, slow to speak. Proverbs 21, verse 23, it says, whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from trouble. So we're talking about tongue trouble in this list of words, and that's the way I looked at this lesson, was being slow to speak. Be careful with what we say, words that come out of our mouth. So the Bible mentions, and I'm quite a few of them here, I think I listed 16 or 18 altogether. Number one was taking God's name in vain. Don't do that. Sin, we mentioned, listed about cursing or profanity. And then number three was flattery. I noticed after looking over the outline, I didn't put definitions, and I should have, but then there would have been three pages. So just have to look up definitions yourself to get an idea of exactly what does that mean. Now, I'd like to mention many times when I use a verse or even a definition, it defines the word, but also many times it gives the application also. Tied in with it. So what I've done is rather giving my commentary on all of these words, I've given you the verses, and in those verses or those texts, you'll find the application or the admonition or the warning for us. So here we're on number four, evil speaking. Now those are words that have the intent to harm, just evil, or words that hurt. They're words that we would use to injure someone else. Evil speaking is malicious. One dictionary definition had naughty. Evil speaking is just naughty. And wicked. Oh, evil speaking. So here's the context. In James 4, verse 11, don't speak evil of one another, brethren. Don't do that. Then in the Proverbs and the Psalms, in Proverbs 4, put away from you a deceitful mouth and put perverse lips far from you. Deceit and perverse. Evil speaking. Proverbs 8:13, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way, and the perverse mouth I hate. So in the definition of evil speaking, you have those words deceit and perverse. In Psalm 34, verse 13, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. In verse 14, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Chase after that, not evil speaking. Ephesians 4, verse 31, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking. Look at the list. Bitterness. Boy, tongue trouble. Bitter. Wrath. Anger. Clamor. Evil speaking from you. And with all malice. There's the challenge. 1 Peter 1. Therefore, laying aside, and here's that list again, similar to what Paul writes in Ephesians. Lay aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking. Well, that's our death. We find it right in the text. So tongue trouble. Number five was lying and false witness. You understand these, I know. If you lie or say something false, it's an untruth. Typically, when there's lying or false witness, there's an intent to deceive. There's a cover-up, you want to lead someone in the wrong direction. You're going to lie, or in the commandments back in the Old Testament, Exodus 20, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Don't do that. Solomon said in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16, these six the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination, and here's the list, but look what's included. A proud look, and a lying tongue. Well, that's our point here, number five. Hands that shed innocent blood, A heart that devises wicked plans. A false witness who speaks lies. So I put the two together. Lying, false witness, and then one who sows discord among the brethren. Paul says again, Ephesians 4, verse 25, therefore, put away lying. And then he gives the opposite. Speak truth with your neighbor. Put away the lies. In the Revelation 21, verse 8, says, but the cowardly, the unbelieving, the abominable, the immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And I started preaching, and it was in Morro Bay, preaching there. And if I read this verse, I would read, oh, the unbelieving, the abominable, the immoral, sorcerers, and others, and all liars. And there was a lady in the congregation who said, Brian, it just says unbelieving, abominable, immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars. She didn't appreciate me going, and all liars. She drew that to my attention. I don't need to emphasize that one quite so much above the others. Number six in the list, I put three words. I think I put them in my notes. I have three words together. I do that. Yes. Tale-bearing, gossip, whisperer. My definition of a whisperer in particular is a person who habitually reveals personal and sensational things about another. They're a whisper. If someone else used the phrase, a whispering is secret slander. That sounds about right. And here are the verses in Proverbs 26. Where there's no wood, the fire goes out. And where there's no tale bearer, strife ceases. Oh. In Proverbs 11, a tale bearer reveals secrets. He who is of a faithful spirit conceals a matter. And he says, some things just don't need to be told. Sometimes even if it's truth, it just doesn't need to be told. You don't have the right to say everything you have the right to say. Mm-hmm. Because it may gender strife. And that's in that first phrase in Proverbs 26. If there's no wood, the fire goes out. If there's no talebearer, the strife ceases. In Proverbs 17, transgression seeks love. But he who repeats a matter separates friends. So the consequences? In chapter 16, verse 27, an ungodly man digs up evil. It's on his lips like a burning fire. Dig it up. Chapter 16, verse 28, the next verse, a perverse man sows strife. A whisperer separates, and then he has the phrase, the best of friends. See, these tongue-troubling words, they're listed in a list that Paul writes in Romans chapter 1 among the worst of things that we could think of. In Romans 1:28, begins with the phrase that they do these things which are not fitting. Right, they're not fitting. In other words, they're not right. It's not good manners. It's not discreet. In other words, they're not fitting. So here's Paul's list. Being filled with all unrighteousness, immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness, they are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful. In this list, there's several words that present tongue trouble. These are not fitting. You had whisperers, a backbiter, a boaster, someone that's unforgiving, unloving, unmerciful. Tongue trouble. Somebody collected these thoughts on rumors, so I just wrote them down. That there's nothing as effective as a bunch of facts to spoil a good rumor. Don't confuse me with the facts. I have a good rumor going. Someone else says, there's a new margarine on the market named rumor because it spreads so easily and quickly. Another one, it's easier to float a rumor than sink one.
Mm-hmm.
Some things you can't stop. Remember the old illustration I've heard since I was in my youth, if you whisper something that shouldn't be said, instead you take the pillow, the feather pillow, and you shake it into the wind, now go collect all the feathers. You just can't, they're too much gone. You said, you just repeated one matter? You can't reel it back in. Said a lot of people seem to have rheumatism. Groundless rumor often covers a lot of ground. Another one just said along that same line as the margarine, a rumor is about as hard to unspread as butter. Do one more, and then we'll stop. Number 7, he goes with backbiting. Give backbite dictionary definition, N.W. Lines on the Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words. This definition, slander. You say spiteful things about another in their absence, backbite. To defame, to malign. And he noted that this word backbite is in that Romans chapter 1, verse 28. That list of things that are not fitting, backbite. Paul uses the word too. In 2 Corinthians 12, verse 20, he lists some things that he didn't want to see among the brethren on his next visit with them in Corinth. He says, I don't want to see contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath. That'll be our next lesson. Selfish ambitions, backbiting, whispering, and conceits. It's amazing when you start doing a lesson like this, how many things in Paul's letters is a catalog or a list of sins or things that are not discreet or that are wrong. Just a list. Paul writes, uses the same word in Galatians chapter 5, verse 14. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, you shall love your neighbors yourself. Well, that's more than one word. But it's a single thought. The law is fulfilled in this word. Love your neighbors yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another. Oh, it comes back to me. I'm thinking I have something good to say or juicy. Not good. I have something juicy. Well, you know, Paul says if you bite and devour someone else, beware lest you're consumed by another. I'll close with this one. Saw this illustration. It was in an English country churchyard. And they said there was an old drab gray slate tombstone with this epitaph. Alright, so here's the epitaph. Beneath this stone, a clump of clay, lies Arabella Young. On the 24th day of May, began to hold her tongue. I don't want that. I can now hold my tongue.
That's a Massachusetts epitaph if I ever heard one.
We'll finish this one up next week. So,
great.
Next Sunday night, Lord willing, we'll see us do have several pages. So.
Give it another month. That's all right.
13. I'm on number 7. Number 8. All right. Just share with them. I just started typing up my notes for the But in this wrath, I give you a definition, and then I'm going to tell you 8 stories from the Bible that illustrate wrath, where a person in the Bible that demonstrated wrath and the outcome wasn't well. So I found 8 stories that I'd like to share when it comes to wrath. I don't have the outline printed up yet. Wrath. Slow wrath. You can have wrath, but go slow. Always at the close of a lesson, we sing a song of encouragement, song of invitation. We'll do the same this evening. Not a member of the New Testament church, you have this opportunity. You always have the opportunity, but sometimes say, while brethren are here to rejoice with you in that decision, why not tonight? While we are here to give you words of encouragement, why not tonight? So you've heard the good news, that gospel message that Jesus sent his apostles out on, preached the gospel to every creature. The good news that God so loved the world, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. When Matthew records it in chapter 28, he says, go into all the world, make disciples of every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, and I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. So that's the invitation. You've heard the message. If you have not responded, if that's your desire this evening, why not tonight? Why not now? So let's stand together as our hymn. We'll sing this song together. If that's your desire, if that's your resolve, simply come and let that request be made known.